time is 7 minutes after the hour. Another idea-filled hour featuring the voice and mind of Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn here on the air with Dudley as we examine yet another story from the biggest city in our country. I heard somebody the other day refer to New York's biggest city in the world as not Tokyo, as the biggest city by population, I believe. New York may be second or third. I'm not even sure where the top. I don't know the top five, to be honest with you. I know you. It's important for our purposes because the biggest city in our country. So there are always a lot of great things going on there. Good, I suppose, great in terms of interest to politics and stories about human capacity and drama and business and stuff. So what's the story, Roberta? This Brooklyn man who is being hailed as a hero today after he helped pull a toddler to safety from an awning outside her apartment. The baby fell off. I just, these stories, when you hear them, you wonder.
Like a typical Three Stooges thing where you fall out the window and land on the awning and then bounce into the street?
Let's say, 3-year-old girl, I think it was a girl, being, what do they have in this apartment building that allows a 3-year-old to crawl through what must be a grate or something that protects
the childproofing
accident. Yeah, I mean, and the kid falls.
Remember Eric Clapton's son.
Yeah,
same thing.
Died the same way.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Richie, could we have Roberta a little bit louder so that?
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Brooklyn.
How's that? Better?
Much better. Roberta, what a difference a day makes.
Thank you.
What a difference
a
breath
makes. I'm so glad you're happy.
Yeah, I'm very happy. What's Brooklyn like? What? Brooklyn and the boroughs, Queens, mm-hmm. the Bronx, mm-hmm. Manhattan. We all think of New York as New York.
As
yet
Manhattan,
They're all very, very different places.
Oh, they are very different. You know, they're mostly residential, and within each of the boroughs, there are neighborhoods that are very distinctive depending on the communities involved. You know, there are communities that are predominantly Hasidic Jews. There are communities that are predominantly Hispanic. There are communities that are primarily German. You know, it's very distinctive. But then, you know, being New York, everything is a big melting pot. So it's interesting. It's very interesting.
Do you think that's overstated or do you think it really is?
What, the melting pot? Oh, absolutely it's the melting pot. Just ride the subway.
Here's what I always wonder, though.
The subway is the great equalizer.
If it's a melting pot, then why do we have all those little neighborhoods you were talking about?
Even with the Irish and the Italian. I know you mean.
Have the neighborhoods, but everybody interacts with everybody else. People just don't stay in their neighborhoods.
Okay.
It's in New York, everybody goes everywhere. Well, like I said, you just ride the subway.
With this country, I mean, it's always been, okay, this is an Irish neighborhood, this is an Italian neighborhood, this is a Jewish neighborhood, this is a black neighborhood, this is a whatever neighborhood. And now you have the little China or a little Korea or whatever it is. But it's becoming more and more.
Do you think all cities are becoming like that?
I think the whole country is becoming
little by
more
little
segregated,
like that.
I think.
I mean, you know, look at Dearborn, Michigan, and look at Miami, Florida. You know, I was just talking to my wife's cousin who lives in Miami. She's like, yeah, you don't find anybody speaks English yet.
No, anymore at all.
Yeah.
None of it, no. Some shop talk, that's what the term that Paul Harvey used that I sort of always, when I'm thinking about things that go on in the radio business, I go right to his term because it is about what's going on in this business. A couple of things affecting people. One of them you may know, Rush Limbaugh and the rumors surrounding him. Now, this may or may not make any difference to people, but it'll be something he'll talk about. And so the reference, he's not always very good at explaining sometimes things that are on the inside. In order to take Rush Limbaugh, here's how the radio world works. The syndicated network world that I'm in, this program is syndicated about 400 stations around the country in medium and smaller markets. And when they take the program, we have what they call inventory. The inventory are the commercials. So the value of the commercials is decided by the advertising agencies that sell them. And then the money that comes from those commercials that air in certain times comes to me and the production company that puts the program together. And that's the case with, let's say, use Limbaugh as another example, or any of these national shows. They have from X number of minutes. It's different depending on the program. They have X number of minutes that they can sell to advertisers, and that's how they make their money. Now, that's true across the board with everybody's program, whether it's mine, Dave Ramsey's, the stuff you hear from ABC, the stuff you hear from NBC, wherever it is, there is only one exception to that rule, and that's Rush Limbaugh. The stations that carry Rush Limbaugh over the years have been asked to pay, in addition to the commercials that they run, they've been asked to pay as if Limbaugh were a local employee. So in, let's say, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, they would probably typically pay a host there $40,000, $50,000 a year. So that's what they pay to the production company that syndicates Limbaugh. In New York City, where a host that garners the kind of ratings that Limbaugh does, a couple million bucks. So the people that own the radio station have to pay the producers of Limbaugh's program a couple of million bucks. And that's how it works around the country. So now the people who own a lot of the ABC stations, a new company called Cumulus, said they don't want to pay this money anymore. And they have Limbaugh and Hannity on about 40 stations. So they said at the end of the year, you're going bye-bye. We're going to put something else on. We're not going to pay those fees. And so it'll be interesting to hear how Limbaugh, because the company has blamed, along with a lot of other people, including me, Limbaugh and his Sharon Fluke comments a year ago last March for a disastrous year.
Sandra, by the way.
Spoken to Sandra, excuse me.
Sharon's her sister.
In billing for spoken word formats. Richie's seen it in his business. Jennifer's seen it in her business. I've seen it in my business. That's just what's happened.
They don't look at talk radio anymore.
No, because of Limbaugh and that statement. That's it. Bottom line. Whether Limbaugh likes it or admits to it, that's the fact.
And he's still doing fine.
Oh, yeah, he's doing fine.
He's got different advertisers.
Different kinds of advertisers.
Well, and he makes money from syndication.
Well, right. Doing what, as I just suggested, that's what the cream is. So, anyway, that's the Limbaugh story. The other one that's more compelling and kind of sad is a guy named, I only met this guy once, and I actually liked him. He was a very appealing character. His name is Kid.
A really nice guy.
Ray, his name is David Craddock. They called him Kid on the air. You ever work with him, Kenny?
Not directly. I worked through the internet on a prep service with him 20 years ago.
Yeah. A very, 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 very good guy. Anybody that I have ever known that ran across this guy liked him a lot. He had I would call it a CHR morning show, right? It can hit radio.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a Ryan Seacrest sort of a thing. And he had some interesting characters on.
And he starred on that TV show, Dish Nation, too, the one with all
the radio. Right, with all the different hosts. Yes, exactly. Well, he was at a fundraiser for one of his projects over the weekend and had a brain aneurysm, died, dropped to the floor. 54 years old.
Oh, is that what it was? It was
dropped
a brain aneurysm?
Yeah. Floor. Yep. Yep.
53 years old.
53? Yeah. Well, but this is a sort of reality check, because this sort of thing, especially if you have anybody in your family who's had an aneurysm, whether it's a gut aneurysm, a brain aneurysm, and you haven't been checked out, you're a time bomb.
My dad and my grandfather and I've been checked out.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you something. That's,
time bomb.
It's the silent killer.
Yep.
One day you're fine, the next day you're gone.
Indiscriminate, men and women.
Yeah.
A time bomb.
Wow.
Ticking time bomb. If you don't get it checked out. So make sure that if you have that in your family, your father's had it, and I know somebody whose father at 62 died of it. I know somebody whose mother
at 54.
My mom's
father, 42.
Yep. You gotta have that stuff. You gotta know what's going on in your body. You just have to know. You need your physical. You need to know what the blood work says.
Many people are picking up the phones
stuff
right now, making an appointment.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I mean, when did you have your whole malady came about? You had a checkup last year and didn't show up at all, right?
I had a full physical at my regular doctor's in April of this year.
Really? Then was that recently?
Then was found to have cancer in May of this year.
Wow.
So I likely had cancer when I walked in and had my physical. Your normal blood tests will not pick it up.
No. Hey, but
how did they find it?
An X-ray.
I went to the ER because I had a swollen neck and my jugular was blocked.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how is it that the system is so bad that it doesn't pick that up?
Well, system, but what test can you...
And what do they pay for? They don't want to pay to give you all these extra tests.
And why?
My aunt was diagnosed with a brain tumor on Friday, and she's had it for, they think, 10 years. And how do you live your whole life without knowing that?
In the world?
And how do you test for everything? I mean, if you went
for
a physical...
How would you take it?
Not well.
No, it's scary.
That's why I asked Richie how he felt. I don't know if I've done this on the air or off the air. When you first heard, the doctor says to you, and Janet, you got cancer.
They didn't drop the bomb on you like that. It was, I was in the hospital for a week, and they're like, well, it could be this, it could be this, and it could be cancer. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, you start getting scared to death thinking about that. But, you know, then you start kind of getting it through in your head, and by the time they actually tell you you have cancer, you already kind of accept it. Plus, the kind of cancer I have was very, very beatable.
Yeah.
So it made it a whole lot easier to accept it. You know, God bless the people who they walk in and say, you have cancer and you're going to die in a year.
Mm, no. All right, so that's it. Man, where did we...
How did we get here?
Stuff.
Kid Craddock. I will tell you, the Kid Craddock thing blew up on Facebook.
It did.
Yeah.
Twitter, too.
I have never seen anything where it seemed like every post was about Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
He was very well-liked.
Yeah, he was. So, let that be a lesson to you. It's 18 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me, you know.
Cause mom, come and brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks for just 25 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through April 13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. spot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I think I'm so bad. Ain't had my medicine in over a week.
I'd like to hear a couple of his hits. J.J. Cale died over the weekend. He wrote the song Cocaine, which was popularized by several different groups, right?
Who Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
And his latest hit, No One Called a Doctor.
Right,
yeah. Well, maybe he needed to be calling a little. After Midnight was an Eric Clapton song.
Yeah, another Clapton song, yeah.
He J.J. Cale had a heart attack, and that may have been due to a number of things that affected his body. I'm sure he was probably, the way he wrote so authoritatively about cocaine, I'm guessing that may have played into this. Lynyrd Skynyrd did a song called Call Me the Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
Which was...
happy to go get that one for you.
He also wrote songs that were... you know, covered by lots of big names, Johnny Cash, Allman Brothers. So anyway, he passed away at the hospital in La Jolla. So that's the story of Mr. Cale. Now, let me bring your attention around to a video which I saw. Somebody, you know, again, I get hundreds of these. Richie and I talk about, we get 300-400 email a day, and sometimes I can look at some of these things. Bob screens some of my email, but I look at some things directly depending on who they come from, and this lady sends me a lot of things that are so poignant, and so I am going to pass along something that you will be listening to it and think about. You got to listen to the whole thing. We don't have time to play the whole thing, but it's a stream of consciousness that sounds or sort of surrounds itself with the concept of money, and the question answered is, what if money is no object?
What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose, I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we haven't the faintest idea what we want to do. So I always ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing. As a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I say, do you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, You will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life.
Yeah.
That is full of what you like doing.
Isn't that true?
A long life,
short life, it's good, yep. And long life, miserable. What if money were no object? Today's video of the day at DougStefan.com.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Because Kate switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to GEICO. And every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't, because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua loved pterodactyl.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Procter & Gamble. When it comes to a laundry list of things to do, spending time with your family should be at the top. But the average family does around 400 loads of laundry each year, and that's a lot of time spent in the laundry room. But for the time spent, decorator and blogger Jenny Comenda of The Little Green Notebook has a few suggestions.
For your laundry room, make it a fun space. By taking off the doors on a few of your upper cabinets, you'll open up the space and create an efficient place to store baskets. By using products from Tide and Maytag, you can get clothes clean in one wash and have more time to spend with family and friends.
For more of Jenny's tips and to enter the Brilliant Clean sweepstakes, where one winner will receive an e-design consultation by Jenny, a Maytag washer dryer, a year's supply of Tide, and $5,000, visit www.tideandmaytag.com. Again, that's www.tideandmaytag.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Good day to you, the Doug Steffen, also known as Dudley Steffen, romp through many hours of the day. There is a way that you could have Doug on 24 hours a day, recycle the 6 hours four times.
It's good for the environment, right?
Very, very good. Recycling is extraordinarily good for the environment. Roberta Fasanelli is here, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Hi to our friends listening in Alabama this morning to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and folks over in Tennessee as well, down in Florida and Idaho and Kansas, how do you do? And the folks listening in Paris got an email from somebody in Paris this morning.
Really? Like Wee Paris or like Paris, California?
Yes, wanted to know where Pierre was. Hadn't heard Pierre on the
air
for a while.
I'm here.
What happened to Pierre? Pierre is there. As you can well, any fool can plainly hear. Pierre is there.
Did you come here a fool?
What?
A fool.
A fool.
A fool. No one calls me a fool.
Are you talking about fear?
A fool.
I think a fool.
A fool.
That's what he's saying, if you'd like
fool.
Me to subtitle that for you.
Mm. How many people have started their day today thinking about something, one thing that was good? Or have you started your day worried about something that you either have to do today, may be confronted with, some kind of worry thought versus there's a prayer or there's something that somebody passed on to me. I don't know if I've ever said this on the air, but I believe it 100%. Worry is a prayer for something that you don't want.
Oh, yeah, you say that. Didn't your stepmother say that to you or something?
Yeah, yeah. So those of you...
See, I listen sometimes.
Thank you. Think about Richie's a pretty good example of fear not conquering him when it comes. I keep using him and holding him up as an example because I think he's a good one.
Big believer.
In terms of his own future and how he deals with his problem, his medical problem. In a sense, we all have problems. We all have things that are created out of fear. Fear-based thinking never works, but yet it's a part of our lives, and it depends on how we've grown up, what we've grown up around. Without becoming too heavily philosophical, I was reading something this morning about an antidote, because I'd much rather have a solution to the problem. But the thing that is hardest for a lot of people to do is, if they are afraid of something or somebody, to trust in either the way of getting over that or to maybe turn around your thinking about that issue or that person or whatever that thing is so that you trust in it. How many people think they trust themselves? Jennifer, do you trust yourself?
Yes, for the most part.
To make good decisions?
I know.
To do the right thing?
I know. I definitely do the right thing.
Okay.
It takes me a long time because I internalize and go back and forth, but yes, I trust myself to do the right thing.
Right. Okay.
Well, whatever I think it is in the moment, anyway.
And Richie, what about you? And your
until I get 3-4 beers in me, I trust myself a lot.
Yeah. Well, I would like to add that too.
Yes.
So you put forward a thought. All of us have our fears, but do they take root in us? Trusting, I guess that, and this isn't a religious question, I don't think, because I don't think God is a religious figure. God plays into religion the way that we've interpreted, but there is this higher power that you hear me thinking about, talking about a lot, and I feel that fear plays against that which we can heal. And it's kind of about our brain and what's in it. It's part of what we've experienced. Some people have had horrible experiences when they were children, and their fears are based on that sort of thing.
Yeah, the biggest experience that I had coming out of this is I am not afraid to die, but I am afraid to leave my family.
Yeah.
And so that is a real fear that you cannot overcome. And then obviously once you realize that, you know, you're going to be fine and whatnot, you don't have that fear anymore. But that instant where you think.
Yeah.
Now, this could be it. What's happening with my kids, my wife, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where the one few times in my life where I'm like, okay, now this is a little scary. But, you know, when you really think about it, we're here for a split second.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
And we go on and on. So what's there to worry about?
And we just talked about something earlier on, Doug and I, about how this is, you know, people see death as the end of something. But if you look at this as the destination,
right,
then death is the end of something.
Right.
I mean,
and that's the thing.
Who knows what's next for us? We don't know if there's something beyond. I mean, my hope is, and I'm sure all of you hope, that there's something else that's bigger and better beyond this. I mean, there has to be.
There too many conversations that I've had and people that I know closely have and people I don't know that have taken place with the so-called dead that just bring around, I mean, Richie sometimes has some fun, and there are charlatans, there are people who are no good at this, and they try to convince you that there are, that they are good at, but there are other people who really do have a connection with the people who are not breathing and living and have a body anymore, and it's very interesting to see how they bring themselves.
They can't all
to
be
present
wrong.
Themselves.
Right.
And,
there's enough out there, you know, like aliens, okay, you know, but, you know, ghosts, people dying and coming back, there's enough out there to make you believe there's something else after this.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, our brains want to process things with a beginning and a middle and an end.
Yeah.
And so it's really impossible for us to expect that we can have any understanding of what happens next. We can all have theories, but our brains are just so small in comparison to what could happen.
I'm still so upset at my buddy Mark, who was dead for 2 hours. Never saw the light. Never saw his grandma. Never saw his old dog, Skippy. I'm like, dude,
where did you go?
You were dead for 2 hours, and you didn't get any of the cool stuff to come out of it with. You know, no book, no movie.
So how did they get him back if he was dead for 2 hours?
Well, again, the long story short is he really wasn't dead. His heart
was frozen.
Frozen.
Yeah.
So they kept pumping on his chest until he warmed up, and once he came out of the defroster, his heart started ticking again.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So that's cool. Interesting food for thought. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 20 before the hour.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations. And while supplies last, of course, a fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is your year. Sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Football and host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. The league that eats together wins together.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Procter & Gamble. When it comes to a laundry list of things to do, spending time with your family should be at the top. But the average family does around 400 loads of laundry each year, and that's a lot of time spent in the laundry room. But for the time spent, decorator and blogger Jenny Comenda of The Little Green Notebook has a few suggestions.
For your laundry room, make it a fun space. By taking off the doors on a few of your upper cabinets, you'll open up the space and create an efficient place to store baskets. By using products from Tide and Maytag, you can get clothes clean in one wash and have more time to spend with family and friends.
For more of Jenny's tips and to enter the Brilliant Clean Sweepstakes, where one winner will receive an e-design consultation by Jenny, a Maytag washer dryer, a year's supply of Tide, and $5,000, visit www.tideandmaytag.com. Again, that's www.tideandmaytag.com. I'm Wes Benter.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyls. Gargantua love pterodactyls.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
All right, so let's get ourselves circled around to what's going on the moon.
The moon?
The moon.
To the moon.
We were talking about the moon and how it affects our sleep and how it affects, what do they call it, the circadian rhythm, the clock, the body's clock, that sort of thing. There are all kinds. I saw a beautiful shot of the Earth yesterday, and I don't remember what website, I think it was last night that I was looking at, but the picture was taken from the moon, and it showed the Earth much bigger than what you usually perceive it to be, like you were riding into a shot on a almost on an asteroid, as it would look approaching the Earth. It's just fascinating to see.
So think about that for a second, though.
Images, yeah.
If it was taken from the moon, when was it taken?
Been a while
1969?
Ago.
1969?
Well, there have been men on the moon in 69, 70, 71 in there. Yeah. 40 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine with technology to be. Can you imagine taking a picture of the Earth with an iPad?
Don't laugh. That's probably not that far off.
No, I think it is. It's pretty amazing. Anyway, 11 states have moon rocks from Apollo 11 on various displays, or at least they did. Moon rocks gifted to Alabama, Louisiana, Nevada, New York, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin have been stolen.
And California got pop rocks.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. They got stolen? Who would want it?
Gifted from who?
Gifted from... that's actually a very good question.
Mayor Bloomberg, he's also the king of the moon, as well as New York City.
Well, there was the collection from Armstrong and Aldrin and Collins when it was brought back to the Earth. They had moon rock weighing 48 pounds. And so they decided to, they being the people at NASA, and then President Nixon said, yeah, let's do this. Let's put some of these specimens here, there, and everywhere. So there were four stones embedded in a single acrylic sort of plaque and mounted on a wooden podium, and they were given to various museums in these states that I've just enumerated. Somehow or another, each of these have been looted, and they're all gone.
Oh.
They don't exist anymore.
They're on eBay.
Well, you know, you got to wonder.
Let me go to eBay right now and search Moon Rocks. I bet you I can buy one.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Look for that 1947 GMC and see if you want to buy that.
That's some oceanfront property in Arizona, too.
It's very interesting. Stories at DougStephan.com about all these rocks that are now missing. Missing. Where did they go?
$7,000. You can buy a lunar meteorite.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Cool.
13 before the hour on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyls. Gargantua loved pterodactyls.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring for 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Prefinished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Hurry, Overstock Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations. And while supplies last, of course, a fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is your year. Sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Football and host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. The league that eats together wins together.
All right, the eight things to tell new parents if you think the baby is ugly.
Tread gently. Okay.
All right. Simply say, I'm speechless.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. If you don't have anything nice
put
to say.
Put it back. It's not done yet.
Don't say anything at all.
That's hilarious. Right?
But you get a free bowl of soup with a baby like that.
Right.
Just stand there with your mouth hanging open like you can't manage to get the words out of your mouth. What else you can do if Junior's not that attractive? If you're good at cringing, right, when you stabbed your toe on the crib or something. Right? Let's see here. Start to cry uncontrollably, sobbing at the sight of the
so beautiful
this ugly baby. Repeat over and over again. Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Would you look at that?
Right. Yeah. Isn't that a Seinfeld episode?
I know. Isn't he amazing? Yeah. Right. Hide your eyes, but then insist you're trying to play peekaboo with a baby.
Mm.
They love how sweet you're trying to interact with the baby. All right. A couple of things to think about if the baby, but not yours, because your baby certainly isn't ugly. Your baby.
Oh, your baby's never
your
ugly.
Your baby's never ugly.
Beauty is absolutely gorgeous. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams, thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You're shopping and you're being tracked. Are retailers going too far? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. So you need to get some shopping done. You browse, you buy, and then you check out. From the moment you enter the store to the moment you leave, there's a chance you were tracked. Many retailers are now using new technology to track your movements, as well as your browsing and buying habits as you shop. How? They're doing it by monitoring your cell phone. New York Senator Charles Schumer is calling this a major invasion of privacy, and he quoted the police. No, not the cops. The band.
Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you. If that's happening, somebody ought to know about it.
As it turns out, stores are using the information they receive to know what shoppers are looking at, even if they're not buying the product.
We all know that we're being tracked in a variety of ways, and there are some ways that make sense and some ways that go too far. Tracking your every move in a shopping center, department store, or other commercial establishment without your permission goes too far.
And Senator Schumer is naming names, listing some of the retailers who have used or are using this monitoring system.
Nordstrom's began using the technology, but backed off after we complained. But now it's coming on with a vengeance. All of a sudden, it's started up again. And major retailers like Family Dollar, Swatch, and American Apparel is using the technology.
Schumer is calling on the Federal Trade Commission to step in, saying consumers should be given the option of knowing when they are being monitored, as well as being given a choice to opt out. Oh, and no word whether Senator Schumer plans to make any appearances in karaoke clubs to deliver his version of that police tune.
Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Yeah, Senator, you might want to try to hang on to that day job. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, That payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street following some very small gains for the markets on Friday. The Dow up 3 points on Friday, closing the week at 15,559. S&P up a point, NASDAQ with an 8-point gain. If you normally head into McDonald's or Burger King, you may have to wait a little longer for your meal today. That also goes for KFC and some other chains. Fast food workers at some big chain restaurants in 7 major U.S. cities are planning to walk off the job today, demanding higher pay. Workers claim the $7.25 an hour minimum wage is not enough. They're demanding $15 an hour. The walkouts are set to be held at select locations in New York City, Detroit, Flint, Michigan, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Kansas City. Business at the box office this past weekend.
It's an honor to meet the Wolverine.
The Wolverine making mincemeat out of the competition. Hugh Jackman and the X-Men spinoff with $55 million, number one in its debut. And finally, not one, but two professional golfers hit the jackpot over the weekend at the RBC Canadian Open on Saturday. You had Hunter Mahan in the lead, 2 rounds to go, with a potential $1 million payday if he won. But before teeing off for the third round on Saturday, Hunter received word that his wife, Candy, had gone into labor with their first child. Hunter did not hesitate. He made a Roadrunner dash for home, returning to Dallas instead of staying at the tournament. And yes, the Mahans have a bouncing baby girl born early Sunday morning, Zoe Olivia Mahan, with Hunter thanking his fans and sponsors for appreciating what's important in life. So, Hunter Mahan a winner. But so was pro golfer Brant Snedeker, who actually won the tournament. Brant said he's happy for the Mahans, who can expect a little something from him.
Zoe will get a very nice baby gift from me. I can't thank Candy enough for going into labor early. Because I don't know if I'd be sitting here if she hadn't.
A very honest and pleased Brant Snedeker, along with Hunter Mahan and his family, winners all the way around over the weekend. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Sold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua loved pterodactyl.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusion supplies. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.